الحسين ذات المؤشر المديد بس شو اساس ان دكتور فور دكتور ماير الله ذات از اوف جانوري 26 2013 بيشن نيم از باولين داندريج ذات P A U L I N E space D A N D R I D G E Data base is 0501-1929. Primary care physician, please copy the primary care physician details from page 1 of September, December 10, 2012. Chart, fitness graph, cardiac, not fitness graph, insufficient follow-up, fitness graph. Dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Mrs. Dandridge in our cardiac today. Please tell us how she's a very pleasant 82 years old African American lady who surpassed medical symptoms for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and coronary artery disease, status post left heart catheterization, which was done on May 4, 2011, with successful revascularization of the mid LID with 3.0 times 15 millimeter and 3.0 times 12 millimeter stents. And another stent in the mid segment of the left circumflex artery of dimension of 3.0 times 12 millimeter period. She's in our cardiac clinic today for a follow-up visit. Period, the next paragraph on today's visit, the patient says that she's relatively doing well. Period, however, she has been complaining of shortness of breath on mild to moderate exhalation. Period, she said that her shortness of breath did not change since the last visit. Period, she also complains of lightheadedness and dizziness, which is, was her main concern. Period, she denies any history of falls or syncopation or attacks or sort of sudden loss of consciousness. Period, she denies any palpitations. Period, she denies any chest pain or throat near proximity and dizziness. Period, she denies any lower extremity pain, intermittent claudication, skin cavitation, varicose veins. Period, she is followed with her primary care physician regularly, and she is compliant with her medication. Period, she has past medication, newborn coronary artery disease, tests post left heart catheterization, done on May 2011 with multiple stent placement in the LID and left circumflex. Period, next number, hypertension. Period, next number, hyperlipidemia. Period, she has past surgical history. Significant for number one hysterectomy. Period, next number. Left heart catheterization resistance placement in 2011 and 2010. Paragraph, social history. The patient used to smoke 3 cigars per day. However, she quit recently. Period. She denies using any illicit drugs or drinking alcohol. Period. Next paragraph, family signals for hypertension, coronary artery disease, and diabetes on the maternal side. Period. Next paragraph, allergy. She is not known to be allergic to medication. Food. Period. Next paragraph, current medication. Please copy the current medication list from page 2 of December 10, 2012 chart. And please add to number 4, lisinopril 10 milligrams, which was increased to 20 milligrams once a day on today's visit. And also add the next number, antivert 12.5 milligrams once a day, which was added on today's visit. Period. Next paragraph, physical examination, vital signs of today's visit. Her blood pressure is 174/78, her pulse is 68 beats per minute, her weight is 135 pounds, her height is 5 feet 3 inches. Period. Please copy the normal physical finding template. Period. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. Number 1. Sorry, diagnostic investigations. Please copy all of the diagnostic investigations from page 3 and page 4 of December 10, 2012 chart. Period, next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number 1, coronary artery disease. The patient has a history of coronary artery disease. This is a post left heart catheterization. The recent one done in May 4, 2011 with successful vascularization of the LID with two stents, dimensions of 3.0 times 15 millimeter and 3.0 times 12 millimeter in the mid segment and proximal segment conservatively period. Respectively period. She also has a stent in the mid segment of the LCX with dimensions of 3.0 times 12 millimeter stand. Period. Her recent stress test, which was done on February 15, 2012, showed a small tumor size, mild severity, anterior lateral and lateral completely reversible defect, considered with ischemia in the territory typical of the mid and distal LCX. Period. On today's visit, the patient denies chest pain. However, she has been complaining of shortness of breath on mild to moderate exertion period. Due to the patient having an abnormal stress and complaining of shortness of breath, and she also have a history of stents and coronary artery disease, the patient was scheduled for a repeat stress test. To evaluate for any progression of her disease in the territory of the LCX period. We went with the pharmacological option due to the patient's poor exercise tolerance due to her age. Period. We'll follow up with her on the next follow-up visit and manage her accordingly. Period. Meanwhile, she is to continue the same medication regimen. Period. Next number, dizziness. On today's visit, the patient was complaining of lightheadedness and dizziness, which just started last month. Period. The patient recent carotid ultrasound. Showed 1-39% stenosis of the carotid arteries bilaterally, which is not much significant. Period. We did prescribe Atrovent 12.5 milligrams to be taken once daily to control the dizziness, and we also escorted the patient for a tilt table test. To check the source of her dizziness period. We'll follow up with the results on the next follow-up visit and manage her accordingly. Period. Meanwhile, we'll get the patient about preventing falls due to her dizziness period. Next number. Hypertension, the patient is non-hypertensive on the visit, blood pressure is 174 over 78, which is elevated period. We increased the dosage of lisinopril from 10 milligrams to 20 milligrams on today's visit. We'll follow up with the blood pressure reading in the next follow-up visit and manage her accordingly. Meanwhile, she is also to adhere to strict low-salt and low-fat diet and also to adopt a regular form of exercise. Period. Next number. Before arterial disease, the patient's recent arterial double ultrasound of the lower extremities done on June 9, 2012 showed right lower extremity severe disease period. She said that she is comfortable with this as she does not have any lower extremity pain or claudication period. We will continue conservative management and watch her closely for any changes in her symptoms for consideration of intervention in the future. If she starts noticing any symptoms. Period. Meanwhile, she is to continue the same medication regimen. I will continue to follow. Period. Next number, hyperlipidemia. The patient is currently on statin therapy. Period. She is to continue to follow up with her primary care physician and frequent lipid profile testing and LFTs on a target LDL of less than 100. Period. Next number. Cadre from Market Genomics. The Anabacus hot run from genotypes and it endosome mitigation with probability of P450 pathways was done. The results are still pending. Period. Next, number of shortness of breath. On today, the patient is complaining of shortness of breath and mitral vandalization period. Her recent 2D echocardiography, which was done on October 31st, 2012, showed moderate concern nearly vertigo hypertrophy. The ejection fracture was 50 to 55% with the left ventricular systolic function in low normal site. Period. The right atrium is mildly enlarged. There is mild aortic regurgitation and transmitter regurgitation period. The inferior vena cava is dilated with poor inspiration collapse, which is consistent with elevated right atrial pressure period. We'll continue to follow up with her serial 2D echocardiographies to check the progression of her disease and progression of her heart function and structure period. Follow up with her in the next follow up visit period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for announcing my visit. Take care of. This is the Andrich period of 1.54 to validate any question or concern on that. I period. See her back in our clinic in 2 months or so if necessary. Period. Meanwhile, she starts to continue seeing her primary care physician regarding the continuity for healthcare. Period. The second, thank you very much. This is the second of this moment. The same time, watch here with T-Space HUSS EIN Medical Center, Dr. Mara. This is the end of the dictation.